like, if we do another one, maybe you could do it.
Well, slow down, eh?
Okay, one at a time, right?
Don't push the guy.
Yeah.
Eh?
Okay. Sorry, but you know, like, thanks for this one.
Thank you. And
no sweat.
Yeah.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Good day.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. Watch This is coming up shortly, right after this song from Captain Spaulding. WMFO in Medford.
Some nice, some lasher.
What, from Africa to here? $1.85? That's an outrage. I told her not to take me through Australia. You know it's all ripped up. You should have come right up to Lincoln Boulevard. Where do you come with that stuff? Turn around the rear end. I want to see your license plates. I don't think you guys are on the square. I'll attend to you later. Don't try to pull
that.
Why, you're one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, and that's not saying much for you.
Captain Spaulding, Rittenhouse Manor is entirely at your disposal.
Well, I'm certainly grateful for this magnificent washout, a turnout, and, now I'd like to say a few words. Hello? I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'd spoil this party. I am throughing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go,
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
There's something that I'd like to say that he's too modest to relay. The captain is a moral man. Sometimes he finds it trying.
This fact I'll emphasize, Miss Stress. I never take a drink unless somebody's buying.
He's a very moral man.
If he hears anything obscene, he'll naturally repel it.
I hate a dirty joke, I do. Unless it's told by someone who knows how to tell it.
The captain is a very moral man. A ring of hands for me, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Snorra?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
He went into the jungle, where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Hey,
hey! Here's the old white man who covered every acre.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
Gratified at this magnificent display of effusion. And I want you to know
that the African explorer, he brought his name undying fame, and that is why they say, hooray, hooray, hooray.
My friends, I am highly gratified at this magnificent display of effusion. And I want you to know
that the African explorer, he brought his name undying fame, and that is why they say, hooray.
Gratified at this magnificent display of effusion. And I want you to know, hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African English hero. Well, somebody's got to do it.
Captain Spaulding, it is indeed a great honor to welcome you to my poor home.
Oh, it isn't so bad.
Needless to say,
Wait a minute, I think you're right. It is pretty bad. As a matter of fact, it's one of the frowsiest looking joints I've ever seen.
Why, Captain?
Where did you get your wallpaper?
You're letting this
place run down, and what's the result? You're not getting the class of people that you used to. Why, you've got people here now that look like you. Now, I'll tell you what we do. We'll put up a sign outside, place on a new management. We'll set up a 75-cent meal that'll knock their eyes out. After we knock their eyes out, we can charge them anything we want. Now sign here and give me your check for $1,500. Now I want to tell you, madam, that with this insurance policy you have provided for your little one and for your old age, which will be here in a couple of weeks now, if I'm any judge of horseflesh.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
It's Chris Earle. The show is Watch This with Chris Earle. Five flicks today: Sunset Boulevard, Godfather Part 2, Strange Brew, Fargo, and Bohemian Rhapsody. Thanks for tuning in to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. It's Watch This with Chris Earle. It's a movie show. I'm going to play you some trailers. I'm going to play you some movie soundtracks and scores. I'm going to talk about these five movies that I love. I'll tell you a little bit more about movies that are out right now that I think you should see, too, and see it, rent it, skip it. Welcome to Watch This. First up, Sunset Boulevard from 1950, one of the best movies of all time.
Tonight, starring Peter Falk as Columbo.
Speaking. I'm talking from the bedroom of Norma Desmond. Don't bother with a rewrite, man. Take this direct. Ready? As day breaks over the murder house.
Yes, you'll read the big black headlines about Norma Desmond and this Hollywood scandal. But you'll never read the true story about the rest of us who were part of it. Me, for instance. Joe Gillis, a promising young writer from Dayton, Ohio. And Betty, that nice kid I met at a Hollywood party, who knew nothing about me, but knew what she wanted. Don't you love Artie?
Of course I love him. I always will. I'm just not in love with him anymore.
What happened?
You did?
Well, we should have lived happily ever after, like they do in the movies. But this was different. Because this is a Hollywood story about the people who make the movies. The little ones that you never hear of, like Betty and me. The great ones like Cecil B. DeMille. All those who knew Norma Desmond. A strange woman who left her mark on all of us who crossed her path.
Has it ever occurred to you that I may have a life of my own? That there may be some girl that I'm crazy about?
Who? Some car hop or a dress extra?
What I'm trying to say is that I'm all wrong for you. You want a Valentino, somebody with polo ponies, a big shot.
What you're trying to say is you don't want me to love you. Say it. Say it.
Gloria Swanson, one of the great personalities of this generation in a role that comes to an actress once in a lifetime. Rising to the heights, William Holden creates a startling portrayal. And a new star is born in Sunset Boulevard, Miss Nancy Olsen.
Joe? Where are you? What's this all about?
Why don't you come out and see for yourself? The address is 10,086 Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, come out to see for yourself the film that reaches a new milestone of dramatic daring. The film that every critic says is a giant among motion pictures.
Made up my mind, we'll bury him in the garden. Any city laws against that?
I wouldn't know.
I don't care anyway. I want the coffin to be white, and I want it specially lined with satin. White. Or deep pink. Maybe red. Bright flaming red. Let's make it gay. How much will it be? I warn you, don't give me a fancy price just because I'm rich.
Lady, you got the wrong man. I had some trouble with my car, flat tire. I pulled into your garage until I could get a spare. I thought this was an empty house.
It is not. Get out.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you lost your friend. And I don't think red is the right color. Wait a minute, haven't I seen you before? I know your face.
Get out, or shall I call my servant?
You're Norma Desmond. Used to be in silent pictures. Used to be big.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
I knew there was something wrong.
They're dead. They're finished. There was a time in this business when they had the eyes of the whole wide world. But that wasn't good enough for them. Oh, no. They had to have the ears of the world, too. So they opened their big mouths, and out came talk.
That's where the popcorn business comes in. You buy yourself a bag and plug up your ears.
Look at them in the front offices, the masterminds. They took the idols and smashed them. The Fairbankses, the Gilberts, the Valentinos. And who have we got now? Some nobody.
Don't blame me. I'm not an executive, just a writer.
You are writing words, words, more words. Well, you've made a rope of words and strangled this business. But there's a microphone right there to catch the last gurgles. And Technicolor to photograph the red swollen tongue.
Shh. You wake up the monkey.
Get out!
All right, flick number one today of my five flicks you should watch. Is directed by Billy Wilder at Sunset Boulevard from 1950, starring William Holden, Gloria Swanson, Eric von Stroheim, the director. William Holden, he's 32 in this. Gloria Swanson's 51. She's playing an washed-up, aging, rich Hollywood star who was in the pictures during the golden age of silent cinema, and now that sound has come, she's become a recluse, and she's living like Miss Havisham from Great Expectations in her mansion in the hills and Sunset Boulevard. And William Holden is down and out as Joe Gillis. He's a screenwriter. He's got no work. His car is going to get repossessed, and he blows a tire and ends up in her driveway, and she kind of kidnaps him and gets him into the house in order to do some work, but he thinks he's using her, and she thinks she's using him, and it's pretty good. It's film noir, which means black film, for those of you who don't know film noir. It's got great dialogue, great writing. It was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, and it won 3. All 4 acting categories, nobody won, but it won 3, one for art direction and one for writing, and I believe best music. By this guy, Franz Waxman. So let's listen to some of the score from Sunset Boulevard And I'll come back. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in a minute. It's Watch This here on WMFO in Medford. So first time I saw this movie, I was in my teens. I believe I was out of UMass. And I was studying film, and I started to get into all these film noir movies, which are, you know, movies 30s, 40s, and 50s. That are just kind of darker type of Hollywood movies. Has some, like, pulp dialogue, and usually somebody gets shot and killed, or usually there's some trashy people in it. And it usually has a lot of, like, chiaroscuro effects, the black and whites. This one's great. It's almost like a little bit of a horror movie. You have this woman that's kind of like almost a Dracula type, just kind of pouncing on this guy when he comes into her lair, almost a little Black Widow. And he's not a very likable person himself. Basically tries to steal his friend's girl away from him, which is a scumbag thing to do, as we all know, or at least most of us know. Sunset Boulevard won all kinds of praise from critics, and over the years it's been considered one of the best movies of all time, and also one of Billy Wilder's best movies, who also did Some Like It Hot, as well as some other great movies. 1, 2, 3 was another movie by Billy Wilder, and he was a big director in the Hollywood golden age of cinema. Gloria Swanson is fantastic in this, and I think the role that she plays as Norma Desmond is one of the best roles of all time in movies. It's just so good. I mean, she is basically playing a role through the whole movie as we watch the movie. She's playing the role of washed-up film star. Actually, she thinks she's the greatest thing in the world, and Eric von Stroheim is Max, who's his, who is also the butler, as well as her best friend and former husband, we find out a little bit later, is great in it. And Eric von Stroheim, of course, did Greed and a bunch of other movies from the 20s and 30s. So it's really neat seeing, like, all these older Hollywood people at this time, you know, 20, 25 years from doing some of these movies. Hedda Hopper shows up, and Buster Keaton and Anna Nielsen are bridge players, and H.B. Warner shows up as a bridge player. And it's neat seeing the old school of Hollywood basically kind of crap on the new school of Hollywood in the 50s. And it would be really neat to see a remake of this, but it would be hard to do because you wonder, like, there was the transition between sound and silence and sound. And I guess, you know, black and white into color would be kind of be neat. But, you know, who knows? Maybe in the future they'll do something with some aging washed up star from the 60s or 70s that's been a recluse, and then, you know, redo Sunset Boulevard. I heard that Glenn Close is attached to redoing the musical of Sunset Boulevard to the big screen, so it'll be interesting to see if that happens. But anyway, of my five flicks today, that is the first one of the five, Sunset Boulevard. Franz Waxman again did the soundtrack to it. Just an amazing soundtrack. And one of the things that he tried to do when I was reading about him composing and conducting the soundtrack was he tried to make the Norma Desmond like a tango whenever she was on the screen, because she is old school Hollywood. And then with the new character, with William Holden's character, Joe Gillis, he kind of gave him kind of more of an upbeat, like jazzy type of background whenever he was on the screen. Betty Schaefer is Nancy Olson plays Betty Schaefer in the movie as the young screenwriter, or she's actually a reader. She wants to become a screenwriter and then has an affair with Joe Gillis. Just a fantastic movie. You got to check it out. Like I said, this is probably one of my favorite actress roles of all time. Gloria Swanson is Norma Desmond. She's so good in it. And Gloria Swanson herself was a silent screen star, which also makes this so great. You know, they have these old films and they're showing her in it as the It Girl. And then she's very small. She's under 5 feet tall, and she's just this little woman, but she's so powerful in it, and she's so animated, and the way she talks is just this bizarre, you know, foreign Hollywood film elitist way that she talks. But she's fun, and she actually helps William Holden, Joe Gillis, quite a bit. But she's very, she basically brings him into his web. And wants him to fall in love with her. And, you know, it's like, well, who's using who at this point? It's really a cool flick. Again, Paramount Pictures made it and distributed it. It was a budget of $1.75 million. It made $5 million in the box office, considered one of the best movies of all time. And it's aged very well. I just watched this again last night and last week, actually. I was watching some clips of it, and I watched the film in its entirety again last week, last night. And I love it. It's just one of my favorite movies. I'm ready for my close-up, one of the best quotes of all time. I'm big, the pictures got small, another great quote. And it's super entertaining. Check it out. Don't be afraid of an old movie. 1950, black and white, film noir, Sunset Boulevard. It's just a great, great flick. Back in a moment with my second flick, which is The Godfather Part 2 from 1974. You're listening to Watch This on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Of crime. The drama of absolute power and the men who violate it. The Godfather, Part 2.
What is your name?
Don Vito Corleone and his son Michael. Both had seen the ones they loved most cut down before their eyes. Both had killed as an act of vengeance. Both commanded the most powerful and merciless crime organization in the world.
Is it true that in the year 1950, you devised the murder of the heads of the so-called five families in New York?
It's a complete falsehood.
They would take any measures.
I mean, you've won. You want to wipe everybody out?
I don't feel I have to wipe everybody out, Tom. Just my enemies.
Make any arrangement.
Michael, we're bigger than U.S. Steel.
Order any death. To protect the empire they controlled. The Godfather and his heir. Both were men of ice, and both were targets.
There's still on the property. Please stay inside.
Keep them alive.
We'll try.
Michael! Alive!
The Godfather, Part 2, is Sicily in 1921. And Nevada in 1958. It is revolution in Havana. And rubouts in New York. It is manipulation.
It would be like trying to kill the president. There's no way we can get to him.
If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
It is murder. And it is betrayal.
It was a son, and I had it killed because this must all end.
The final chapter in the violent history of the Corleone crime family. It is the motion picture masterpiece of the year.
Flick number two today, Godfather Part 2 from 1974, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, came out December 20th, 1974. It's a crime movie, it's a drama, it's 3 hours and 22 minutes, so it's an epic. It's rated R. It's violent, but nowhere near as violent as the stuff we see now with, like, Walking Dead, where the zombies are getting their heads crushed in every 2 seconds. But it's great. I actually prefer this one to The Godfather. I love The Godfather, but I like number two is more enjoyable for me to watch, I think. Early life and career of Vito Corleone in the 1920s in New York City is portrayed. His son Michael expands and tightens his grip on the family crime syndicate and works with Hyman Roth in 1958 in Reno, Nevada. Screenplay by Mario Puzo from the books. Starring Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, who's fantastic in it, Robert Duvall, Talia Shire, John Cazale. He's just fantastic. Lee Strasberg is Hyman Roth. It is a great, great movie. Let's listen to a little bit of the soundtrack. I'll tell you a little bit more about what I think of The Godfather Part 2 in a moment. Watch this on WMFO in Medford.
Mm-hmm.
tell you a little bit more about The Godfather Part 2. Just rewatched this again last week. Same thing. Saw some clips and then rewatched the whole thing. Just great, great movie. So the early life of Vito Corleone. You get to see him in 1901 when he's 9 years old, and his mother and his brother and his father are all killed by the mob boss in Sicily. I believe it's Sicily. And then he goes off to the U.S. and starts up. So then you see him in the 20s, and then you see him in 1958. And then there's even a flashback at the end that goes back to the days where Sonny was around in a family dinner where Fredo, who he is just offed, spoiler alert, is the only person who gives him some bit of encouragement when he decides to join up for the service after the Japanese have bombed Pearl Harbor. Great, great movie. Hyman Roth, Lee Strasberg plays Hyman Roth, who's this Jewish mob boss. And there's a scene in there where they are in Cuba, and the Cuban nationals and all the mobsters are having a meeting, and one of the Cubans takes a gold phone and passes it around the room. And everybody meticulously looks at the phone as the boss is speaking, other than Hyman Roth, who just kind of passes it along. And it's such a tell, you know, showing that this guy has so much money and he's so interested in just the business, he could care less. It's just, there's a lot of little things like that that's just great in this movie. Bits of things with Fredo, how he's the only person that can get fish, how tender he is with his sister and his nephew. And then, you know, Michael has to go off and off him. It's just a... it's a great flick. You could see it without number one, but it's best to watch Godfather, of course, because you see Michael is a completely different person in this, and it's so great. Al Pacino's just fantastic in this. He's great in a lot of movies, but this one's probably one of my favorites, because at the end of it, you see him play regular innocent Michael again, and there's really a good difference between the Michael that came before his first kill. And it says a lot about family. It says a lot about Italy. It says a lot about the mob. It says a lot about time. It says a lot about the aging of time, how something sits in your memory and you think it's going to last forever, and it goes away. Especially as you get older, time just completely goes away. You get to see all these things in the city break down. You have the old boss from New York come in, and he's great. Frankie Penangeli, who's Michael Gazzo, he comes to the party in the beginning, graduation or confirmation for some kind of party for Al Pacino's boy, and he asks the wedding to play like an Italian song in the background, and then they play Pop Go the Weasel instead. And it just shows how it's a different side of the times, how things are changing a little bit with the background of the family and nationality and things like that. It's really, really good. I say that about every movie that I put on here for my five flicks, but fantastic soundtrack, one of my favorite movies. It's got a 9.0 out of 10 on IMDb. There's some great trivia on there if you want to check it out. Marlon Brando doesn't show up in it, unfortunately, but Brando and De Niro are the only two actors ever to win Oscars for the same character. So Brando won for The Godfather, and De Niro won Best Actor in Supporting for Vito Corleone. Robert De Niro lived in Sicily for 3 months in order to prepare for this movie, and he spent 4 months learning to speak Sicilian dialect in order to play Vito. All the dialogue that his character speaks in the film is Sicilian. There's a couple of little bits in the flashback where you get a little bit of English, but for the most part, he's speaking Sicilian. Brando was scheduled to return for a cameo, but because of the way Paramount Pictures treated him during The Godfather, he didn't show up for shooting on the day that was filmed. So Francis Ford Coppola rewrote the scene without him, and it was filmed the next day. The old woman that's evicted from her apartment that young Vito helps out is the grandmother of Sonny's wife. Interesting little piece. James Caan was asked to come back, and he has to be paid the same amount of money to pay Sonny Corleone at the end of the film. And he actually got his wish. They gave him his money to come back as Sonny, even though he's only in it for a couple of minutes in the movie. As of 2016, Robert De Niro is one of only six actors to win an Academy Award for a film where the person primarily speaks a language other than English, because most of his dialogue is in Sicilian. Sophia Loren, Christoph Waltz, Roberto Benigni, Benicio del Toro, and Marion Cotillard have all won Oscars for that. Keep Your Friends Close But Your Enemies Closer was voted as number 58 of the movie quotes in the American Film Institute 100 movie quotes. Danny Aiello from Do the Right Thing, the Spike Lee movie, he shows up in it. He's the person that says Michael Corleone says hello, which was completely ad-libbed in the movie, and Francis Ford Coppola liked it so much, he had him do it again and in the retakes. Later on, Danny Aiello said that due to being nervous about working with Francis Ford Coppola, he didn't hear himself when he said the line, has no idea why he said it, because he was starting out as an actor. He was relatively young. It was filmed in 104 days, a long film shoot. Lee Strasberg, who plays Hyman Roth, was ill during shooting, but instead of delaying the production, Hyman Roth's character was rewritten to be an ailing old man. Film takes place again in 1901, 1917, 1920, 23, 41, 58, 59, and 60. Probably my favorite of Francis Ford Coppola's movies, too. I love Apocalypse Now, too, and the original Godfather, but I love In the Conversation. They're all good. But his latest stuff, crap. So he's kind of at the height of his powers in his 70s here. Diane Keaton does a pretty good job as Kay. She's not in it very long, but she had some emotional impact to the movie. And it's great seeing characters turn around again and change a little bit over the years. Budget was $13 million. It made $57 million in the U.S. and around the world. It's included as number 3 on IMDb and the top 150 movies. I'm going to move on for sake of time to flick number 3. Let's listen to a little bit more of the Godfather 2 soundtrack. Carmine Coppola is in it, and Nino Palermo. That end title is just beautiful, too. Anyway, Godfather Part 2, next movie, is Strange Brew from 1983. And I have the soundtrack for us. Let's listen to a little bit of the soundtrack from the McKenzie Brothers. Well, first I'll play the trailer, and then we will play the soundtrack to Strange Brew from 1983. Bob and Doug McKenzie, Rick Moranis, and Dave Thomas here on Watch This on WMFO in Medford.
You gave him all our beer. He's loaded.
No way. He's supposed to roar.
Maybe I ought to crank his tail, eh? That would start him up.
Start up. Come on, eh?
Maybe we ought to call Marlon Perkins, eh? Get Wild Kingdom here, eh? Hey, come on. Oh, jeez, get mad, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, we better get going. Do the theme, eh? Oh. Good day. Oh, do our new movie theme, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Welcome to our movie, eh? Okay, our topic is movies.
It's the difference between TV and movies, eh?
Okay, go back to movies. Geez, now that hoser's growling.
Yeah.
Take off, will you? We're doing our movie.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Okay, another topic. Zoom out, eh?
Yeah.
Let's show how big the screen is, eh?
Hey, what happened?
Film broke.
Rip off!
You cut off our movie.
It's only a preview, eh? I didn't want to
That's
show them.
It. We're leaving.
You hoser, you got mad they came to see Strange Brew.
Take off, this is just a preview. Our movie's not coming out till the summer, you knob.
They've been saving their allowance for weeks to see this movie.
That's you lied to them.
You better tell them.
No, you tell them.
We'll get that guy with the big voice to tell them.
Direct from SCTV, it's Bob and Doug McKenzie spilling across the screen this summer in Strange Brew.
Nice voice, hoser.
Thank you.
Beauty.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Good day. I'm Roll Doug camera. McKenzie. Take off roll
I
camera.
I
want
to do that.
There's no camera in here.
I mean,
not...
roll tape.
Yeah, roll tape.
Speed. Good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. Here's my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty. Thank you very much. What was that?
It's a new impression that I got down. It's the mothership in Close Encounters, eh? Okay, remember like the little one that go.
We're talking about our movie, not that movie.
Okay, then there's.
Okay, that's great. For those of you who don't have Dolby and are now in your backyard blown out by that.
I've been working on that for 5 years.
Wow, you've really got it down good.
I started working on it before the movie came out.
What a waste of time. Okay, so good day.
He didn't
And
even
the
get
reason that.
That
I started off with Roll Sound Speed is because this album has to do with our movie.
Yeah.
This is not our second album. It's our sound.